presentation. ESPN Radio presents High School Basketball.
Baseline right side, Caleb Pritchard into Reese. Reese in the double team, off the glass, up and in. Garrett is doing a great job of catching the ball in traffic. He's made a couple of nice one-handed catches, and he's got 16 points.
Today, from the Viero Event Center in Kearney, it's live coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. High School Basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
And it's 13-10. They'll put some pressure on him. It's going to be stolen away by Bergstrom. Bergstrom steps right to the passing lane, makes the steal, and now a three-pointer off the way and drained by Katie Klingelhofer. And just that quick, four-point turnaround, and we are tied at 13.
Two new champions will be crowned this weekend as another strong Fort Kearney Conference field battles for conference supremacy. It's the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Viero Event Center in Kearney with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from new Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back here to the Viero Event Center for our final game of the day, the boys' championship game of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament between the top-seeded Pleasanton Bulldogs and the number two seed, the Overton Eagles. The Eagles, of course, has had a tremendous amount of success in the last couple of years. Last year, they finished as the state runner-up. Pleasanton, always a predominant basketball power here in this part of the state, and really a traditional basketball school. The top-seeded Dogs had no problem in their first round of the tournament getting past Elwood by a final of 61-23. And then in the semifinals yesterday over Loomis, they won that one fairly comfortably, 68-47. Now, Overton has had to scrap their way here into the finals as they had their hands full with seven-seeded Axtell. Game played in Overton, and it went to overtime, 62-49. In that one, Overton with the win over Axtell. And then yesterday, Eustace Farnham gave Overton all they could handle. That game, too, went to overtime, and Overton won it, 50-46. So the top two seeds have advanced here into the finals, and this is a rematch of a game that was played before the Christmas break back on December 17th that the Eagles were able to win by a final of 61-47, and we anticipate a tighter ball game than that. This really could be a great basketball game, and certainly the folks at New Tech Seed hope so. They wish the best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups for both the Broncos and the Eagles. We'll do that right after this timeout.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
welcome back here to the Viero Event Center as all the players for both teams being introduced here. First of all, the visitors, the Overton Eagles, their non-starters being introduced, and now the hometown team, the home team on the scoreboard anyway, the Pleasanton Bulldogs non-starters, they are being introduced, and then we'll have the starters. Very similar to what they do for the state championship games at the Devaney Center. But you know what? They don't turn the lights off at the Devaney Center, and I don't think the music's near as loud as what they've got going on here. Again, a great environment here at the Viero Event Center. Let's give you the starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for the second seed. They'll be visitors on the scoreboard. The Overton Eagles, they'll be in their blue road uniforms with their white numbers and trim. Their starting lineup looks like this. Matt Ayton, he's a 5'11 sophomore. He'll start with Dallas Bavard. He's 5'10, a junior. Brady Weiss, 6 foot tall senior. Zach Olmstead, 5'11 and a senior, and Jacob Olmstead, the 6'2 sophomore, excuse me, the 6'2 junior, will start for head coach Jay Stair. Now for the top seed, the Pleasanton Bulldogs, their starting lineup looks like this. Austin Pace, he's 5'6 and a junior. He'll start with Cole Pritchard, the 6'1 senior. Caleb Pritchard, 5'10 and a junior. Colin Janicek, the 5'9 junior, will start with Garrett Reese, the 6'1 and a senior. That's the starting lineup for head coach Bill Giffen. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank of Kearney, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So, whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better. And they're rocking and rolling. We'll be ready to crown a boys' conference champion between Overton and Pleasanton. When we come back to wrap things up, and we'll have the tip between these two perennial basketball powers in the FKC. The conference finals coming up next, right after this timeout.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center, our final game of the day. We've been here for quite some time and enjoying it immensely. And we'll recap what has transpired here. First of all, obviously, the first part of the day was about the consolation games. And in the girls' consolation game, Elm Creek over Eustis Farnham, 38-28. In the boys' consolation game, a very impressive win today for Eustis Farnham as they got past Loomis 56-34. And then in the girls' championship game, Amherst, the top seed, was able to hold off Wilcox-Hildreth by a final of 40-33. And that sets the stage here for the boys' championship game. And again, as we mentioned, this is a rematch. These two teams played before the Christmas break, and a game that was won fairly comfortably, at least on the scoreboard anyway, by Overton. They won that one 61-47, but yet Pleasanton is the number one seed here in the conference tournament, and this on a neutral court, a very loud neutral court, mind you. And we'll have a little bit of a delay before we get the thing started. Both teams have been introduced, but it takes a little while for the lights to come back on here, and the lights are apparently at the level that we're getting pretty close to playing anyway. The officials who waited a long time for the girls' game because it was too dark there. It's starting to lighten up pretty quickly here, and we're just about ready to go after our raucous introduction. And again, this has been a fun environment, and this experiment of moving the tournament for the semifinals and the finals here to the Viero Event Center. Well, the Fort Kearney Conference, just about everybody you talk to, they've absolutely loved it. Garrett Reese will jump here for Pleasanton. It'll be Jacob Olmstead here for the Overton Eagles. Olmstead, a sly smile as we're ready to tip it, and the tip is controlled by the Eagles. So they have first possession of the game, and they'll bring it into the offensive zone. It's what Grady Weiss, whose pass is knocked loose. It goes in the backcourt. Tracking it down is Matt Ayton. It's not over and back. Ayton will have to bring it into the offensive zone, and he'll give it up on the left side to Brevard. Both these two teams set up so much of their offense because of their defense. Zach Olmstead will give it back out for Ayton. Ayton will drive. Shot is up and good. Matt Ayton, strong drive to the rack. And here comes Pleasanton on the run. Pritchard on the baseline. He will drive. He will shoot. And it hangs on the rim. And it is good. So Pritchard with a strong baseline drive as he passed that ball up. And just like that, Pleasanton is able to answer right back. So both teams, pretty good look at the basket, both trips. Now driving is going to be Grady Weiss, and it is knocked away. It's going to be a push whistled on Austin Pates. That's going to be his first. Reminder for you, the Lupi Conference Girls Final on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Ball on the baseline. Olmstead's three-pointer is no good. Rebounded by the Dogs, and on the run, they put up the shot. Reese with the offensive rebound. His shot won't fall. Gets another rebound. Drives back in, and now he'll shoot two. Garrett Reese bringing his work pail today. He's going in there and working hard. So to the line to shoot two will be Garrett Reese. After the foul was whistled on Zach Olmstead, his first. Free throw on the way, a little bit short for Reese. Reese, second free throw at the line on the way, and it rolls around and is good. So 3-2, Pleasanton with the lead, and that'll give them a chance to put a little pressure on, and they throw it away. Jacob Olmstead trying to connect with Ayton on that far side. They didn't even get across half court, and they just couldn't make the connection. That'll be an Overton turnover. So the Dogs already leaving it, and they have it. And we stop the action here. There's some problem with the scoreboard or something. They're looking up at the scoreboard. Trying to figure out what the situation is. I got a nice microphone on the floor. It's just on the wrong end of the floor to hear what they're talking about. In any event, the ball will be inbounded here on the near sideline by the Bulldogs. Caleb Pritchard to toss it in. He's being harassed by Bavard, and they'll get it off on the left side. Quick jumper by Janicek. His shot's no good. Rebound to Ayton, and Ayton's on the run. Ayton pass up ahead and too far underneath the glass for Brady Weiss to do anything with it. He'll kick it out, gives it to Olmstead, and Olmstead's shot won't fall. Reese pulls down the rebound, and here comes Pleasanton. Pates into the offensive zone. We'll kick to the left side here for Janicek. Driving now, Pritchard. Pritchard shut off, pass in the lane, knocked loose, and they'll kick it back around with the basketball. Pates, and Pates has the ball knocked out of bounds. Great hustle on that far side, sliding past the baseline. In fact, all the way into the bleachers was Matt Ayton as he knocked the ball loose. And the Bulldogs will inbound. They throw it in to Reese, top of the circle. And he'll tell Pates, I'm not a guard. You are. Come get the ball. And they'll give it to Pritchard. Pritchard, defense there by Olmstead. And they'll give it up right side. And a three-pointer by Austin Pates. Pates drains the three, and it's a four-point Pleasanton lead. Pressure put on the ball, but here's Olmstead into the offensive zone. It was tipped in that far side by Pritchard and out of bounds. And again, it's easy to see what Pleasanton's going to do, just what Pleasanton's known for, and that's putting pressure on the ball and and trying to run the floor. Bavard gives it to Olmstead. Jacob Olmstead gets it inside, and Zach lays it up and in. Very athletic play there by Zach Olmstead as he was in the lane, and I didn't even know he could get that shot off, let alone make it. Janicek with the dribble, lost it, gets it back in the lane, trying to get it to Pritchard. The ball is loose, and dribbling out with it is Brady Weiss. They force the turnover, but the Eagles do not have the opportunity to really run here, and so they'll set up a half-court offense. They're going man-to-man are the Bulldogs. They enter it down low. Nice catch down there for Olmstead. Then Olmstead lost it to Reese. It's a turnover, and the pass up ahead to Pritchard, and Pritchard carried it. Pritchard carried it. He was being sandwiched by both Brady Weiss and Ayton there, who were back down there to really make things awfully tough for him. Olmstead gets the inbounds, gives it to Ayton across the timeline. Now here comes a three-pointer by Zach Olmstead. It is no good. Up high for the rebound is Pates, and Pates will play point guard here and bring it across the timeline himself after snagging the bound. 4.5 to go here, first quarter. 2-point lead for the Bulldogs. With it is Pates. He's looking to the inside. He'll back it in. Now kick it out for Pritchard, who will enter it inside for Pritchard. Pritchard leans up against Olmstead and hits it off glass. Wow! Cole Pritchard just kind of pivoted around Olmstead, and now a turnover. The Dogs have it. Driving is Pritchard. He lays it up and in. 4 quick points here for Pleasanton, and they've been able to push their lead out to 6 just like that. Long pass, and the Bulldogs can't come up with it. With it is Ayton. Ayton gets it inside for Olmstead, and Olmstead will lay it up and in. Just an eyelash away were the Bulldogs in terms of being able to make that interception. They couldn't come up with it, and a hustling Brady Weiss kept the ball alive. With it is Pritchard. Pritchard kicks the top of the circle. Here's Pates for 3, and he hits the 3. That'll give the opportunity to pressure the ball. Pass up ahead off the fingertips of Olmstead. Olmstead can't come up with it. Another turnover against Overton. Pleasanton has it, and Pates brings it in the offensive zone. Left wing for Janicek. He'll fire a 3. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Reese. Off the glass, it's up and in. And timeout, Eagles. It's 15-6. Pleasanton with a 9-point lead. We're back after this.
5 Points Bank, the better bank. Go to 5pointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with 5 Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Well, an early 9-point lead here for Pleasanton. They lead it 15-6 with 3:14 to go here in the first quarter. And so the early stages certainly looking good for Pleasanton. Remember that Overton won by 14 earlier this season. That was a long time ago. That was back in December. With the dribble, Ayton. Ayton being double-teamed. They get it up here. Weiss. Weiss gives it on the baseline. Jumper here by Bavard, and he hits it. They handle the press. They got a good look at it. And Overton cuts the lead back down to 7. Janicek in the offensive zone here for the Dogs. They'll get a little bit of a screen. Thought about the 3. He'll give it off on the left side. Long jumper up and good. Long deuce for Derek Tolis for Pleasanton. And again, Overton will face some full court pressure here. Olmstead plays catch with Weiss. Weiss gets it back here. And he'll just calm things down a little bit. Maybe not play at the pace that Pleasanton wants him to play at the moment. Certainly Overton athletic enough to do it. Olmstead will drive the baseline. He'll drive, shot no good. Offensive rebound by Zach Olmstead. And Zach dribbles all the way through. Kicks it in the corner for Jacob. And Jacob hits a nice 12-foot jumper on the baseline. Long pass up ahead here for Pleasanton. They'll try to score even though there's no transition. Down low, Garrett Reese lays it up and in. Tried to collect the charge, but he was too far underneath the basket to get the charge down there, and that was Olmstead. Olmstead has it on the right side. Jacob Olmstead does. And he'll skip it to Brady Weiss. Weiss, tough 3. Bounces around, no good. And we got a foul on the rebound. And that is going to be on Overton, I believe. Nope, apparently I'm wrong. That's going to be over the back. I wasn't sure what the call was. I still haven't seen it pointed out. But Overton's going to inbound it. So the foul is going to be on Caleb Pritchard. Weiss throws it in the corner. Long skip pass back out. Now penetrating is Olmstead. Jacob Olmstead's jumper is no good. And rebounded by Hayden Cahoy, who checked in a little bit ago. Cahoy's pass is then stolen away. Great defensive play by Caleb Pritchard. And Pritchard will get it to Pates. Pates drives, little floater, shot, no good. Rebound still being tipped around. Coming up with it is Casey Janacek. Janacek has it taken away by Zach Olmstead. Janacek had it momentarily before it was ripped away from him. And Overton gets the ball back. They're down by 9 with a minute 15 to go here before the end of the first quarter. Zach Olmstead on the baseline gives it to Jacob. Jacob Olmstead. Skip pass on the right wing for Brady Weiss. Weiss is going to drive, and Weiss will hand the ball off, and then there's a foul. Tanner Ryan got the ball, drove right up, and he's going to head the line and shoot two. Quick ball movement by Overton. Both these two teams really moving the ball around very, very quickly. Pressuring quickly, doing everything quickly. The free throw, no good for Ryan. Foul on Casey Janacek was his first. Three fouls have been whistled against Pleasanton, only one against Overton here. Free throw, back the iron and no good, and Reese pulls down his fifth rebound of the first half. Colin Janacek into the offensive zone from the elbow, passes tip, but picking it up is Reese. Reese in the lane, a little floater, shot no good. Rebound, dribbling out of there with it is going to be Pritchard, and Pritchard will help get the ball back out here for Colin Janacek. He's going to fire the long deuce, and he hits it. Both feet were on the three-point line. He strokes it in, though. It's 21-10. Weisberg brings it into the offensive zone. Between circles is Jacob Olmstead. He'll fire a long three with 28 seconds left. It's no good, and the rebound to Garrett Reese. His sixth rebound of the first half, and we'll see if Pates wants to milk the clock a little bit. Less than 20 seconds to go here before the end of the first quarter. And not a lot of pressure being put on as Pate still has his dribble. He'll pass it in the lane to Pritchard. Pritchard kicks it out. And here's a tough shot by Janacek with 6 seconds left. Offensive tip, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Cahoy. And here's a three-quarter court shot by Olmstead. It's off the mark. And the first 8 minutes are in the book. And they belong to the Bulldogs. It's Pleasanton 21, Overton 10. We'll head to the second quarter right after this.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Miller Electric in Pleasanton is now at their new location in 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Miller Electric is proud to sponsor all the area athletes and would like to wish them the best of luck. Call Miller Electric for your home, office, or anything else that you need lit up. Miller Electric in Pleasanton.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. The Pleasanton Bulldogs with an 11-point lead after one quarter. They lead it 21-10 over Overton, and they will inbound the basketball right in front of us to start the second quarter. Colin Janacek gets the inbounds from Caleb Pritchard. He'll look to his left where Cole Pritchard is. Cole will throw it in for Austin Pates. Everybody's touched the ball except for Garrett Reese on this possession so far. Between the circle, there's Janacek. Janacek looking for people to cycle through there. As Overton right now is slipping to a man-to-man. Pates will try for a three, and he'll hit the three. His third three-pointer of the game. He's got 9 points and a 14-point Pleasanton lead. Driving is Olmstead. Olmstead will kick the ball back out for Brady Weiss, and they'll get it off here for Bavard. Bavard gets it to Olmstead. Olmstead kicks back out for Ayton. Ayton on the right wing for Olmstead. They enter it inside for Zach, and Zach will lay it up and in. Great pass from Jacob to Zach, and Zach now has 6 points. Left side, quick jumper by the Dogs. It's no good, and it bounces out of bounds. Last touch by Pleasanton. Be a team rebound here for Overton. And right now, Overton has to get something going. That pressure by Pleasanton has kind of made it so they haven't got real good looks at the basket. They've only turned the ball over five times, which isn't terrible. Here's Bavard on the baseline. He'll drive, shot no good. Reese with another rebound, his seventh of the game so far. And quickly, here come the Dogs. Pass up ahead is intercepted. And now Overton comes back. They throw it in the lane to Zach Olmstead. He drives. He's too far underneath, but still backed in and hit the shot. Great body control by Zach Olmstead, who now has eight in the game. That cuts the lead down to 10. And Colin Janicek will kick it off on the left side. 24-14. Number 14, Cole Pritchard with the ball. He'll give it top of the circle for Janicek. Janicek, great bounce pass down low, and Reese will score. Great job of driving through there, drawing the defense, and then the bounce pass to Garrett Reese. And Reese scores easily. He's got seven. And Olmstead now behind the three-point arc. Jacob has the dribble. He's going to direct traffic and give it off left side. Brady Weiss drives the lane, a little floater up and good. His first 2 points of the game. So Overton able to answer back here, but not cut into this lead. Colin Janicek spins, gave it away, now gets it back, puts up the quick jumper. Jacob Olmstead with the rebound. He'll bring it in the offensive zone himself. He'll give it to Bavard. Pass on the inside. It's stolen away by Pleasanton. Ball's on the ground. Fighting for it is Ayton. Ayton ties it up. And they give a timeout here to Overton in what may have been a loose ball. In any event, the officials, the coaching staff on either team not going to complain. Quick timeout here for Jay Stair and the Eagles. We'll take it with them. It's 26-16 here in the second quarter. We're back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
You can find something to satisfy everyone's taste buds at the Sandbar in Pleasanton. With features including a kids' menu, breakfast menu, and lunch specials. The Sandbar is open every day, including Sundays, with a special. It all happens at the Sandbar in Pleasanton.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. Right now, Pleasanton with a 26-16 lead over the Overton Eagles. And Overton has possession of the basketball here after that timeout. Brady Weiss with the dribble. Gives it to Jacob Olmstead. He'll drive. Kick to Zach. And Zach hits a nice little 8-foot jumper. They set him up by getting the penetration, just kicking off into the wing. And now he has 10 in the game. Driving up is going to be Colin Janicek. He backs up and then he hits a shot. Colin Janicek just created his own shot there, drove in and then backed out and shot over the top of the defense. 10-point game once again. Right wing, Ayton has it. He'll kick it top of the circle here for Dallas Bavard. He'll give it off here for Weiss. Weiss with the dribble, flips it right back out for Olmstead. Olmstead looking on the inside for Zach, but Jake will pass it between the circles here for Dallas Bavard. One quarter is in the book in the Lupi Conference Girls Final. We'll check it for you here in just a second. Ayton tried the long three-pointer. It's no good. Pritchard pulls down the rebound. Up ahead, they give it Pate's extra pass on the inside. And to be honest with you, I didn't see who scored the bucket. I think it was Pritchard. Pate's actually who drove all the way in, didn't dish it. Love the vantage point down here on the floor, but sometimes the crowd, the players, keep you from seeing what's happening. There's an air ball on the baseline. It's rebounded by Pritchard, and Pritchard will just give the ball, gave the ball away, now gets it back, dumps it in underneath for Reese. Reese, great athletic play, puts up a shot, no good, gets his own rebound, muscles that one back up and in. Eight rebounds and now 9 points for Garrett Reese. He might have a double-double by halftime. Jacob Olmstead picks up his dribble, top of the key. He'll give it to Brady Weiss. His three is no good. loose ball picked up by Reese, and he's got 9 rebounds in the game. And here comes Colin Janicek. Janicek, top of the circle, kicks left side for Pritchard. Pritchard in the lane, finds a little open area, dribbles up and scores. 16-point Pleasanton lead. Now, again, I'm not surprised Pleasanton has a lead here, but 16 points. I didn't think anybody would have a 16-point lead at any point of this game. Entry pass inside for Zach Olmstead, and Olmstead is fouled. He will go line and shoot two. The girls' Lupac Conference Finals going on at our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And right now, Ravenna leads Centura 15-5 at the end of one quarter of play. At the free throw line, Olmstead, he's going to shoot two. He already has 10 points in the game. And he can't get that one to fall. Checking in for the Bulldogs, Cody Janicek. And in for Overton was Tanner Ryan. Free throw up, no good. Rebound by Cole Pritchard. That's his fourth rebound of the game. And with the dribble is Caleb Pritchard. Caleb gave away, now got it back, top of the circle. Here's Janicek for three, and Colin Janicek drains the three-pointer. Quick ball movement, and a 19-point lead, and then the turnover. Pass up ahead, layup is good for Pritchard. Another turnover, another bucket in transition for Pleasanton. Ayton, pass up ahead. They get the ball in the hands of Tanner Ryan. Ryan gives it in the corner for Zach Olmstead. Olmstead kicks it out. Here's the three by Jacob, and he drains it. Jacob Olmstead drains the three-pointer. That cuts lead down to 18, a 21-point lead moments ago here for Pleasanton. They'll try to make it 21 again with the long three. It's no good. Olmstead pulls down the rebound, and he'll bring it in the offensive zone himself. He'll drive, hits the trail. That's Ayton. His three is short and rebounded by Cody Janicek. And then we've got a foul by Overton going after the ball. And I think that's on Tanner Ryan. That's his first. And the Bulldogs will bring it up court. They lead at 39-21. They had a 21-point lead at one point. Dribbling up is going to be Janicek. Janicek gives it off here for Pates. Pates has the ball stripped away. Taking it out of there was Jacob Olmstead, and Olmstead will bring it in the offensive zone. Olmstead gives it right side to Brevard. He'll fire the three. It's no good. Up high for the rebound was Colin Janicek, and Janicek throws it way up court with it. It's Tallis, and Tallis can't come up with it, but it was touched last by Overton. Pass was tipped. They tried to get it to him. I thought maybe the Tallis actually touched it, but official right there said it was last touch by one of the Eagles. So Dogs will inbound underneath their own basket. It's Pritchard who's going to toss it in. And they get it in the hands of Janicek. Back now entered on the inside to Reese. Reese, extra pass, and now a foul. Reese with the extra pass to Cody Janicek, and Janicek now is going to go line shoot two. Ayton with the foul. And two line to shoot two, Cody Janicek. His first one is up and good. The 6'3 senior takes his time at the line. His free throw is back of the iron, no good. And the rebound, we have a foul or not, it's going to be a foul on Garrett Reese. The hold on Reese. Here comes Overton. They need something positive to happen. They're down by 19, and they fire a three and hit it. Top of the key, Jacob Olmstead just dribbled up. Nobody put a hand in his face. Top of the key, and he drains his second three-pointer of the quarter. Colin Janicek will direct traffic a little bit. He'll give it to Pate. Pates looking on the inside. Nothing happening there. We'll kick it back out for Caleb Pritchard. Minute 3 to go here. Entry pass for Janicek. Janicek has it stolen away by Jacob Olmstead. Olmstead pass up ahead. That's a layup for Hayden Cahoy, who ran the floor. Great play by Olmstead to get it up to Kahoy after making the steal. Janicek kicks it in the corner. Here's Pates for three. No good. Ayton snags the rebound, and here comes Overton on the run. 40 seconds left. Pass through the lane. Up ahead. Bucket and a foul! Tanner Ryan got a great pass from Ayton right through the lane, and now Ryan will try to finish a three-point play. That's just a quick little spark here for the Eagles. Checking in will be Brady Weiss and Zach Olmstead at the line. Tanner Ryan to try to finish a three-point play, but give Ayton credit for a great pass. And Ryan for running the floor. He got ahead of everybody, and they bounced past it through about three white jerseys. The free throw is up and good for Ryan to finish the three-point play. Cuts the lead down to 11. Long pass up ahead. Pritchard on the baseline. Fade away. Jumper no good. Rebound to Weiss. Weiss will bring in the offensive zone. They can make this a single-digit game. Pass is tipped. It goes out of bounds. No, it's saved. And we're going to have a foul whistled on Overton. Brady Weiss basically tripping the Bulldog on the far side, trying to come after the loose ball. He didn't mean to do it, but it was a foul nonetheless. And so that's going to be the fourth team foul against Overton. So the Bulldogs will inbound it. And they'll get it right side for Austin Pates. Pates kicks it back top of the circle for Janicek. Janicek left wing for Pritchard. Pritchard loses the ball. It's stolen away. Olmstead has it. 2 seconds left. Olmstead shot at the buzzer, and it is short. That will do it for the first half of basketball. Pleasanton at one point had a 21-point lead, but now Overton has been able to cut it almost in half. It's 40-29 at intermission. Bulldogs with the lead, and we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
And welcome back here to VO Event Center. We're at halftime of the boys' championship game in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. And at the break, it is Pleasanton with a 40-29 lead over Overton. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Pleasanton, a great early start to this game. They led after one quarter 21-10. They were able to build that lead up to 21 points. They led it 39-18 in that second quarter. But then Overton, they started hitting a couple of shots. Jacob Olmstead, a couple of threes in that second quarter. And Zach Olmstead also with 6 points in the quarter. And Overton taking better care of the ball, forcing some turnovers of their own, and as a result, this game a lot more interesting than it was when it was a 21-point game. And here at intermission, it is 40-29. Let's take a look at the numbers here for Overton. Leading the way is Zach Olmstead. He has 10 points here at intermission to go with one rebound. Jacob Olmstead has hit a couple of three-pointers. He's got 8 at intermission. Tanner Ryan had a three-point play. He's got 3 points. Aiden Kahoy scored a bucket in transition. He's got two. Brady Weiss has a couple of points. Dallas Brevard with 2 points. And Matt Ayton also with 2 points here at intermission. For Pleasanton, leading the way for them is the hot shooting Austin Pates. He's hit 3 three-pointers in the first half. He's got 11 in the game. Only player for Pleasanton in double figures. Cole Pritchard has 8 points at intermission. Caleb Pritchard with 2. Colin Janicek hit a 3-pointer. He's got 7 points here at the break. Darren Tullis scored in transition. He's got 2. Garrett Reese with 9 points and 9 rebounds here at intermission. And Cody Janicek with 1 rebound and 1 point here at the break. Once again, our halftime score, it is Pleasanton 40 and Overton 29 here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll check all the action from the Moore County Conference and the Lou Platte Conference tournaments going on this weekend in, well, here in Buffalo County, here at the Viero Event Center, and also over in Gibbon. That's where the Lou Platte Conference finals are going on. We'll check all those scores for you as we continue with Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. A 40-29 lead here for Pleasanton at intermission. And look who we found, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep. Thank you. Hey, how you doing, bud?
Good. Good, Bush. It's good to see you, as it always is.
I hated to break up the conversation you were having with our engineer, Stacy, but, you know.
Yeah, well, I'll be honest. We were just getting somewhere, Bush. We're supposed to make this good, okay?
Yeah, yeah. You weren't getting near as far as you think you were, big guy. Yeah, not anyway. Near as good. Hey, let's talk a little bit about this venue. To me, it's kind of interesting when you play here. You play at the Heartland Hoops Classic. This is a lot of fun. This is a fun environment.
Well, it is. It's just so good that the people have, A, the foresight, and, B, the willingness of these two venues to bring the high schoolers in. I mean, it just seems like such a tremendous fit. And, you know, today and then next week with Tino's tournament there in Grand Island, you know, those are going to be great days for basketball.
And it really is. And talk a little bit about what you've seen this year in basketball. We talk a lot of football with you during the season, and we don't really catch up with you that often to talk basketball. But, you know, what kind of strikes you? We only have a couple minutes to talk about stuff. What do you really want to tell us?
Well, I'll tell you what the single most consistent theme through the course of the year for me has been C1 girls and the depth and strength of C1 girls basketball. I know everybody wants to talk about the boys, and there are exceptional boys teams. You know, next Saturday we're going to get to see Norfolk Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic at Grand Island, which is going to be, you know, two undefeated teams. But I'm telling you, the seen Minden play a couple times. They're outstanding. Seen Sandy Creek play a couple times. They're outstanding. Centura's a really good team. St. Cecilia can run. A lot of really good C1 girls basketball, and a lot of it right within, you know, an hour of where we're standing.
And a lot of it is going to be in the same sub-district. There's Kearney Catholic, Centura, and Minden all in the same sub-district.
Yeah.
I didn't say district. I said sub-district. There's going to be probably one good team or two good teams that don't make it as a result.
Yeah, that's a really bad deal. Another really bad deal that comes to mind is they're in D1, where the 1, 2, and 3 wildcard teams are all in the same sub-district. That's Humphrey and Howells and West Point Central Catholic. And, you know, that's just insane. I guess the good news is you're almost undoubtedly going to get the 2 wild cards from that situation. The bad news is that excludes everybody else.
Yeah, but and again, they try to set that up so the best teams make it to state, and you see that in the higher classes in A and B, where they don't even draw districts until they see the entire field late in the year. What do you think of that idea?
Well, I guess I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to lend some balance to it, and especially in Class A, where some of those Class A teams are so far removed from everybody else, they try and bring a certain degree of balance. But I got to tell you right now, if I understand it correctly, you know, North Platte is going to host one of the districts. I mean, the wheels would have to come off. So, you know, it's not all going to be in Lincoln and Omaha.
It's good, but it'd be interesting, you know, down the road, if you get a team, say, a Scott's Bluff in Class B that's going to host, and Omaha Scott's got to make that trip. How long would that last once you start doing that?
That would be 1 year, Randy, is what that would be. one year.
Yeah, it's funny how well people can travel east down the interstate, but they don't travel so well to the west. So.
I married a girl from Omaha. When I met her, she thought west meant Boys Town, so I know what you mean.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you, and I appreciate all the work you do for high school sports across the state.
Absolutely, but it's always good to be on with you.
All right, good to see you, Bob. That's, once again, our halftime score. It's 40-29. Pleasanton with the lead. We'll be back in the second half after this.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
And welcome back here to the Viero Events Center. Always good to catch up with Bob Jensen from Husqvarna Prep, and an excellent magazine to keep up on high school sports across the state. Great website as well. And I can say that because now he can't hear me. If I mention that too much around Bob, he gets a big head. It'll be Overton basketball to start the second half here. And they have the opportunity to cut this down to a 9-point. They trail by as many as 21. At their entry pass is stolen away. Ball's knocked loose, and Janicek comes up with the turnover for Pleasanton. Entry pass back to Pates. Pates will drive. Little one-handed floater in the lane. It's no good. Jacob Olmstead snags the rebound, and he'll just bring it up court himself. I'm sure he won't be able to just step up to the top of the key and fire a three. No, he can't. And they'll enter it inside. Kick out. Here's the three on that left wing. Off glass, good for Brady Weiss, his first three-pointer of the game, and that'll cut the lead down to 8. It once was 21 points. Now it's cut down to 8. With the dribble, Caleb Pritchard. Pritchard, bounce pass in the lane. Good ball movement there by Reese. He'll have to dribble out with it. He kicks it out to Pritchard and pass around the perimeter to Pates. Pleasanton doing a good job of moving the ball and cutting through at the elbow. Pritchard catches the ball, squares up, and shoots all in one motion, and he hits the jumper from 15 feet away. Here's the three by Jacob Olmstead, back of the iron and no good. Up high for the rebound is Pritchard, and here come the Bulldogs on the run. Pleasanton brings it in the offensive zone and gives it left side for Pates, who throws in the corner. Here's Pritchard for three, and he hits the three. And again, Pleasanton answering the bell here a little bit. Driving is Olmstead. Olmstead rattles it in. Left-handed shot in the lane by Jacob Olmstead. A tough little runner, and he now has 10 in the game. 45-34. Pleasanton, 11-point lead once again. Ball fake by Pates in the corner. He's looking on the inside. Gets it in to Reese. Reese shot a little high. Ayton pulls down the rebound, his third of the game. He'll bring in the offensive zone, and now flying to the basket is Olmstead, and he just outruns everybody. Jacob Olmstead on that left side drove in hard and hit that left-handed layup. On the baseline is Pates. He'll kick the ball right back out in the lane. Little floater by Reese is good. They got the little pass inside, and he drove hard to the rack. And the pass on the inside goes out of bounds. So the ball is out of bounds off of Pleasanton. So Overton will inbound underneath their own basket. On that far side, Olmstead will drive. Dish, top of the circle. Ayton. Ayton now will drive, and he is fouled driving in. He had his arms kind of held down. And dribbling in the lane, a little block is going to be whistled on Garrett Reese on the inbounds. And Reese, that's his second personal foul. Well, Centura has turned the ball over 15 times in the first half. And at the break, it is Ravenna 37-14 over the Lady Centurions in the Girls Luplat Conference Finals. And on the inbounds, a drive by Zach Olmstead. He is hit on the arm, and he scores. Olmstead just flying right through the lane. Wow, that was a great play. So Olmstead makes it a 9-point game once again. And they can cut that lead down even more. His free throw will not fall, however. It's rebounded by Reese, his 10th rebound of the game. Colin Janicek quickly up court. Traffic clears. He'll fire the three. It is short, and the rebound by Olmstead. Olmstead up ahead to Brevard, and he's going to lay it up and in. I'll tell you what, Olmstead just saw the court so well. Got the ball and jumped it off immediately. And that pass, that layup, makes it a 7-point ball game. 5:19 to go here in the third quarter. Timeout Pleasanton. We'll take it with them. We're back after this. Timeout.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game. Or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Well, here's what's happened today in the Luplat Conference Tournament being played over in Gibbon. On the girls' side, Kearney Catholic won the consolation over Loup City 68-43, and now it is Ravenna with a comfortable lead at halftime over Centura in the finals, and we'll check the boys' scores for you here in just a moment. Pleasanton brings it in the offensive zone. They get it to reset the free throw line. They kick it out. Good ball movement. They kick into the corner. There's Pritchard. His three is off the mark, and dribbling out with it is going to be Jacob Olmstead. Olmstead is shut off. He brings it in the offensive zone. He'll fake one way, pass the other. It's in the hands of Bavard. He looks to the inside, and now driving in is going to be Weiss. Weiss tries to get it down low. It is tied up momentarily by Reese. Loose ball. It's a turnover, and up ahead comes Pleasanton. Janicek has his pocket pick. Great hustle by Jacob Olmstead. And then another steal. So let me just follow all my turnovers here. Two turnovers for Pleasanton in this for Overton in this series. One for Pleasanton. Right now, Pates has it. Doesn't want to shoot over the top of Ayton. And now Pates gets it back. He doesn't want to shoot that far out. They give it to Reese. Back to Pates, who will work around the perimeter. Little ball fake for Pritchard. Pritchard backs in a little bit. Entry pass down low. Turnaround jumper by Cole Pritchard. No good. And the rebound by Zach Olmstead. Kearney Catholic boys won the Luplat Conference Championship 59-52 over Adams Central and Ravenna over Gibbon in the consolation 57-34. There's the Luplat action for you. Here Olmstead gives it top of the circle for Brevard. Brevard gets it back out to Jacob, and Jacob Olmstead drains the three-pointer. His third three-pointer of the game, and it's a 4-point contest. Driving, Pritchard, floater, good. Nice answer back there for Pleasanton here with 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Remember, Pleasanton at one point led by 21. They led it 39-18. It's now 49-43. Jacob Olmstead. They left him open momentarily, but he didn't realize he was open. So by the time he wanted to pull the trigger, it was too late. On the baseline, Zach has it, and it's stolen away by Garrett Reese. Nice job there by Reese to force the turnover. After traffic clears, Colin Janicek brings it in the offensive zone here for Pleasanton. He'll kick to Pates, who's about 40 feet away. He passes to the elbow to Pritchard. Pritchard finds a backdoor cutter. Laid up and in by Cole Pritchard. Snaking in and attacking the rack was Cole Pritchard, and he pushes that lead right back out to 8. Quick little 4-0 run here for Pleasanton to give themselves a little bit more breathing room. Driving his way Leaston has passed in the lane for Olmstead, and Olmstead is held by somebody. Those about three white jerseys there as Jacob Olmstead had the ball at the elbow, began to drive into the lane, and they could have given that foul to any one of about three players, including Caleb Pritchard, who they do give the foul to. That's his second, team's fourth of the second half. Inbounded for Olmstead. Olmstead off of a screen. We'll give it to Brady Weiss. And Olmstead passes to Olmstead. Shot is up, and there's a foul as Zach Olmstead got the pass from Jacob. And Zach now will go line and will shoot two. And the free throw line has not been real friendly to Zach Olmstead. He is 0 for 3 from the line. And the foul whistled on Colin Jenicek is his third. Fifth as a team against Pleasanton. Olmstead will shoot two, and the first one rattles in. Austin Pates is going to come back in here, and Janicek with those three fouls going to be protected a little bit here with 2:37 to go in the third quarter. Olmstead's second free throw is on the way, and it is absolutely perfect. First three shots didn't look very good. Last two got better and better. Pates into the offensive zone, up by six, 51-45, and he's being pressured a little bit by Jacob Olmstead. Olmstead, biggest, strongest kid out there for Overton, and he's playing on the point guard. Pass to Pritchard at the elbow, and he hits the shot. And we got a warning against Pleasanton for slowing the ball down. After the shot went through, tapping the ball was Casey Janicek. So an official warning has been given for that, and the next time the officials notice that happening after the ball goes through the net, knocking the ball away, trying to slow things down a little bit, that'll be a technical on Pleasanton. So here's Jacob Olmstead driving the lane, passes to Zach. Zach shot off glass, a little bit too strong, and rebounded by Pritchard. Pritchard will kick the ball out for Pates. He'll bring it across the timeline, clears things out. Minute 50 to go here in the third quarter. It is 53-45, and the Bulldogs looking to the inside, and the loose ball is picked up by Tullis, and he'll kick it back out. Directing traffic here is Pates. Pates will give it for Tullis. Back to Pates. Pates thought about an NBA three, and he'll think better of it. Pritchard works it back around the perimeter. Now right wing. Tullis looking in there. Entry pass in the lane. Shot up. No good, but there is a foul. They really spread out the floor, left nobody really in the middle, and Caleb Pritchard cut in, got the bounce pass, and put up the shot through the contact, and now he's going to shoot two after the foul was whistled on Brady Weiss. That is his second. Free throw by Pritchard is no good, so it remains 53-45 with a minute 27 to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw up and good. Weiss will play the point, brings it into the offensive zone here. And he's backing in against Pates, gives it out to Olmstead. Zach Olmstead drives, slips, and actually stepped on the baseline. So that'll be a turnover on Overton. And again, this floor hasn't been used for a while, and I don't know, maybe a little bit slicker than other surfaces. Haven't really seen much evidence of that, but certainly a slip there. With the ball is Tullis. Tullis enters it to the elbow to Casey Janicek, and he finds the cutter, but there's a walk. That'll be a Pleasanton turnover. Unofficially, I've got 7 turnovers for Pleasanton and 10 for Overton. Checking in the game and inbounding it was Hayden Cahoy. And Cahoy is directed around by Olmstead. Ball on the right wing in the hands of Ayton. He'll give it top of the circle for Jacob Olmstead. His three is no good. Pates tracks down the rebound in the corner. Has it knocked loose. Reese is able to track it down. Great effort there by Reese. And we got a timeout. 10-second count was going on. Bill Giffen understood that. He calls the timeout with 35 seconds to go in the quarter. It's 54-45, 9-point lead for the Dogs. They'll inbound when we come back after this.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Piero Event Center, a 9-point lead for Pleasanton, and I think a good timeout for Bill Giffen and the Bulldogs. Maintain the possession here. Up by 9, didn't want to turn it over. They were not going to break the 10-second barrier in time. Pates will give it off on the left side for Tallis, and Tallis will work at left side. I think they'll probably try to work the clock, I would think, anyway. With the basketball, here is Tallis. Now 20 seconds left, and Pates well behind the 3-point arc. He has a 5-second count going on, picks up his dribble, is able to give it left side. Here is a 3 for Tallis. It is no good, and a rebound by Ayton. Ayton with 6 seconds left. As the dribble, throws it up court on the baseline. Tanner Ryan. Ryan jumper essentially at the buzzer as they can't inbound it in time. That will do it for 3 quarters of play, and Pleasanton is holding on to the lead. They lead it 54-47. We'll head to the fourth right after this.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Miller Electric in Pleasanton is now at their new location in 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Miller Electric is proud to sponsor all the area athletes and would like to wish them the best of luck. Call Miller Electric for your home, office, or anything else that you need lit up. Miller Electric in Pleasanton.
Pleasanton with a 7-point lead, 8 minutes to go as we're about to start the fourth quarter, and they will have possession of the basketball first. Cole Pritchard will inbound it to Pates, and Pates will set up offense here for Pleasanton as Overton right now looks to be going in a bit of a 2-3 zone here. Svart kicks it up on the left side, dribbling up is Pritchard. His jumper misses the iron, and it's rebounded by Tanner Ryan. Ryan just passed the ball up ahead here. Brady Weiss, and he's going to direct traffic. The Bulldogs right now going man-to-man, and they're going to set a screen. And again, awfully close. Tanner Ryan is getting awfully close to a moving screen. And a little ball fake by Ayton. Ayton kicks in the corner. Long jumper up. No good for Bavard. And the rebound taken out of there by Reese. And Reese's pass is actually knocked out of bounds by Overton. Weiss tried to come up with loose ball, couldn't. And the Dogs are bringing in the offensive zone. And I'm trying to think in the early stages whether or not Overton ever had a lead, and I don't think they did. If they did, it was short-lived in that first quarter. Pass into the corner, bad pass. Reese is able to save it. Loose ball picked up here by Overton. And Reese dribbles through a little bit of traffic. And they'll let traffic clear. So that'll be another turnover here on Pleasanton. And I got 8 turnovers on Pleasanton, 10 on Overton. Driving the baseline. The bucket will count and is fouled. Driving in on that left side was Zach Olmstead. And Olmstead, maybe a bit of a continuation, but he'll have a chance to finish off a 3-point play. Strong drive on the left. And boy, from the replay, it looks like the foul probably was before the shot. In any event, Olmstead gets a little bit of a continuation, and he'll have a chance to finish off a 3-point play. The foul on Janicek, no question it was a foul, but I didn't know if he got the ball off. The foul on Janicek is his 4th, and Olmstead finishes a 3-point play. We've got a 4-point game, 54-50. With the dribble is Pates. Pates on the right wing for Tallis. Tallis, bounce pass. Gives it inside for Reese. Reese powers in. Shot, no good. rebounded by Overton. And Weiss will slowly bring it across the timeline. He dribbles and will give it to Olmstead, about 40 feet away from the basket. Dribbling is Jacob Olmstead. He'll give it right side to Brevard. He's looking to the inside, pass top of the circle for Brady Weiss. Gives it in the lane. Here's Zach Olmstead. He'll drive. Shot, no good. Rebounded by Pritchard. And Pleasanton slowly brings it up court. Pritchard gets the ball back from Pates. And they'll throw it on the baseline. Back and in. Shot off glass. No good by Pritchard. And the rebound by the Eagles. Snagging the bound is Olmstead. And Olmstead brings it into the offensive zone very, very slowly. Actually, it's Weiss who has the dribble. Stands at midcourt. And will give it left side for Ayton. Off of a couple of screens. The pass. And it's sealed by Austin Pates. Pates is going to flip it right back to the trail man. And Pritchard with the layup. First points of the fourth quarter here for Pleasanton, and they push the lead out to six. That turnover and then the pass by Pates. A couple of really heady plays. Olmstead will drive the lane, and he had an angle, and nobody was going to stop him. He lays it up and in. He now has 19 points in the game. Quick little jumper on that left side. Shot's no good. Rebounded to Pritchard. Pritchard gets it out to Pates. Pates looking for a cutter. Pass down low. In trouble is Reese. He dribbles out with it. That was a smart play by Reese. And they'll get the ball back out here for Pates. Pates passing the lane and stealing it is Ayton. Another turnover here. And Ayton is just going to flip the ball back and an opportunity for Overton. They're down by four. Certainly could use a bucket here. Entry pass in the lane with it. Zach Olmstead. Shot over traffic. No good. Offensive rebound. The shot no good, but a foul. Overton right now working harder than they did in the early stages of the game. And Pleasanton still working hard, but they might be running out of juice just a little bit. Brevard got the offensive rebound, and he was hit on the arm by Reese. That's his third foul. The free throw by Brevard is up, bounces, and up and in. Hits that one off the back of the iron and had the shooter's touch and had it fall right back in. After the game, Bill Giffen of Pleasanton and Jay Stair of Overton, we're pretty sure both of them will be our guests at the end of our game. Second free throw by Brevard is up and good. Both of them will be courteous, but one will be in a better mood than the other, no doubt about it. Pates, well behind the three-point arc, has the ball. It's a two-point game. Right side, Pritchard has it. Gives it back out for Pritchard. Down low for Reese. He drives in hard. Shot is no good. And Reese pulls down the rebound. And here's an opportunity for Overton. They could possibly take the lead this possession. Ayton has it. Directing traffic. They'll get the ball back out here for Brady Weiss. Back it in. Olmstead. Floater up. No good. Rebound by Reese. He's being double-teamed and is able to get it back out to Pates. Driving the baseline. Kayla Pritchard lost the ball into the hands of Jacob Olmstead, and Olmstead has the ball knocked away. Well, hold on. I think I can get this. Well, good thing we have crowd noise to keep you over here. I'm the one that had to grab the ball. We have a quick timeout. We'll take it with them. 3:30 to go in the game. It's a two-point ball game. Pleasanton with lead. We're back after this.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dawgs.
You can find something to satisfy everyone's taste buds at the Sandbar in Pleasanton. With features including a kids menu, breakfast menu, and lunch specials. The Sandbar is open every day, including Sundays, with a special. It all happens at the Sandbar in Pleasanton.
And welcome back here to the Bureau Event Center. Pleasanton will have possession of the basketball with a two-point lead with 3:37 to go here. And they obviously could use a bucket. Janicek with the dribble. Gives it up on the left side for Pritchard. Pritchard, fadeaway jumper, bounces around, no good. Rebound being fought for. Loose ball, pass on the inside. Reese had the shot, and then we have a foul. Great hustle by Cole Pritchard to keep the ball alive. Got the ball, threw it immediately inside for Garrett Reese, and now Reese will go line. No, they're going to say the foul came before on the rebound. In fact, they don't give a foul there. In any event, the Bulldogs are going to inbound it. And on the inbounds, now we have a foul. Reese got the ball in the lane, had the ball blocked by Brady Reese, but he's going to be whistled for the foul. That's going to be his third. And to the free throw line is going to be Garrett Reese. He is going to shoot two. So Reese with two shots, trying to make this into a little bit bigger lead, and he cannot, as he misses the free throw there with 3:21 to go here, fourth quarter, 56-54. Pleasanton with a two-point lead. Reese will try to make it a three-point lead, and he cannot. The free throw is rebounded by Olmstead. Jacob Olmstead snags his fourth rebound of the second half here, sixth in the game. Right wing with it is Bavard. Bavard being pressured there by Pritchard. Has to kick the ball back out for Ayton. Ayton looking to the inside. Gets it in for Zach Olmstead. Olmstead spins and took an extra step with it. Yep. Pretty good defense there by Garrett Reese to kind of really force that turnover, which unofficially I have Overton being with 12 turnovers here in the ballgame compared to 9 for Pleasanton. Janicek in the offensive zone gives it right wing for Pates. Pates finds a cutter. The bucket's up and good for Reese, and he's fouled. And, boy, you can just see the emotion in these young kids' face. They hit a big bucket. They are so excited to be playing in this game. Reese will head to the line trying to finish the three-point play. And the free throw is on the way. And it is good. He finishes off the three-point play. And that makes it for a five-point lead here, 59-54. 2:45 to go here, fourth quarter. Ayton on the baseline. Lost the ball, but it was last touched by one of the Bulldogs. Reaching in there was Caleb Pritchard. And it was out of bounds on that baseline. So that's where the Eagles will inbound it, right in front of the Overton band. They'll toss the ball in here for Olmstead. Back around the perimeter. Enter it on the baseline. Zach Olmstead kicks it right back out for Weiss. Weiss from 15 feet, pass through the lane off the hands of Ayton. That'll be a turnover. Pleasanton's defense just obviously good enough there to make Overton play a little faster and a little harder. That pass was a little harder than they wanted it to. So the Dogs with a big defensive stop there. Pates with the dribble, and Overton still has that zone. They get it to Pritchard. Pritchard will kick the ball right back out here for Janicek. 2:14 to go. If I'm Pleasanton, I spread the floor. Say, you want to play zone, play it clear out here. Pates will give it to Pritchard, and Pritchard driving in is fouled. That's only going to be the fifth team foul against Overton. It'll be a second personal foul on Matt Ayton. And on the baseline, the Dogs will inbound it. Caleb Pritchard has the inbounds pass knocked away by Bavard and out of bounds. So Bavard knocked that one away. And Pritchard will inbound it. We'll give it top of the circle here for Pates. Pates going to direct traffic a little bit. 2 minutes to go here in the championship game of the Fort Kearney Conference. Pass on the left wing. Pritchard centers the back top of the circle. Now left side driving in the lane. It's going to be Pritchard. Pritchard, a little floater. It's off the mark. Rebounded by Overton. On the run after the rebound is Olmstead. Olmstead gives it up ahead to Weiss, and he's going to look on the left wing here for Ayton. Ayton on their right side. Is the Brady. Now driving up is going to be Olmstead. Olmstead's shot, lays it up and in. That is a tough leaner. 21 points in the game for Zach Olmstead. Three-point ball game, 59-56. Minute 28 to go. With the basketball, Pate. Pate's being pressured by Ayton. Gives it up on the right side for Pritchard. Pritchard back out for Pate. And he's going to direct the traffic and a timeout for Bill Giffen and the Bulldogs. 1:17 to go. 59-56, Pleasanton with the lead and the basketball. We'll see what they have in mind when we come back after this.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book. The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
And welcome back here to the Bureau Event Center. They're in the fourth quarter in Gibbon of the Luplat Conference Tournament, and it's 48-21. Ravenna leads after three quarters over Centura. I'd say the Lady Jays have this in the bag. Here, it's nobody's game in the bag just yet. It is 59-56 with a minute to go here. And Pleasanton still with the lead. They're going to inbound it. And they'll toss it in here for Austin Pates. Pates will give it back out to Colin Janicek. Janicek gives it off left wing. Caleb Pritchard. Pritchard, entry pass top of the circle. Pates. Pates throws it on the inside. And Olmstead can't come up with it. Pleasanton does. They drive it up and in. Great play by Garrett Reese. Good soft hands. And that'll make for a five-point lead. Top of the circle with it is Ayton. Ayton, entry pass in the lane, back it in. Zach Olmstead, floater, bounces around, good. And we got a timeout for Overton. Overton, down by three with 46 seconds to go. They call a quick 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here with 46.1 to go, and we'll talk a little strategy perhaps. Overton still has a couple of timeouts left. And so they can extend the game a little bit. They get in trouble if they've got the ball. They can protect it with the timeout, all those things. And they've committed five team fouls, so they can be very, very aggressive here defensively, trying to get the steal. And if they don't get the steal and then commit the foul, that's okay, because it will not send Pleasanton to the free throw line. They would have another opportunity for the exact same situation, go for the ball, don't get the steal, then you get the foul, and then we send Pleasanton to the free throw line. Dogs can run the free throw line. They can run that baseline if they need to. Caleb Pritchard is going to inbound it here, and they will run the baseline a little bit. They get it in for Pates. Pates dribbling through, facing some pressure by Ayton, brings it across the timeline. They try to double team him. He's able to get it out to Pritchard. Pritchard, little skip pass back out here for Janicek. 34 seconds left. Ball is loose. Overton has it. With the run is Jacob. And Olmstead lost the ball, had it stolen from behind. The Bulldogs saved it, but they saved it off of one of their own players and out of bounds. So after the Pleasanton turnover, now Overton will inbound underneath their own basket. They're down by three with 29 seconds left. Brady Reese is going to inbound it. They get it in for Olmstead. Olmstead off the screen. They get it back to Brady Reese. Pass on the inside. Ball is loose. Stolen away by the Bulldogs. The steal by Pritchard. Pass up ahead to Pates. And Pates is going to lay it up, and he is fouled. He is fouled as he was dumping the ball back out by Zach Olmstead. That'll only be the second on Olmstead. And as I mentioned, Overton will not go to the free throw line with 15.8. They're going to say that he was on his way up. And Jay Stair cannot believe the call. And, you know, from my vantage point, I thought Pates was throwing the ball back. But the official is right. He was on his way up. But I thought Olmstead, Pates was trying to throw the ball back. In any event, Pates is going to go line and shoot two. The decision to let him shoot is a big one here, because right now it's a one-possession game, but with two free throws, Pates more than likely is going to make this a two-possession game. His free throw is good. 62-58. Put a little star by that play, because when they called that foul, that was a big, not the foul obviously was true, but the fact it was shooting, that made a big deal. Five-point game here, 12 seconds left. Dribbling is Olmstead. Olmstead for three. Jumper, no good. Tracking down the rebound is Ayton. Ayton lost the ball. Who does it belong to? It belongs to the Eagles with 6.3 seconds left. And Jay Stair's going to call a timeout. He's got him to use. He's going to call a timeout here with 6.3 to go. They need a very, very quick shot. And doesn't necessarily have to be a three, but boy, it'd be pretty handy. 6.3 to go, full timeout for the Eagles. We'll take a 30-second break. It's 63-58. Pleasanton with the lead. The Eagles will inbound when we come back after this.
CHS Agri Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
Well, again, Overton does have another timeout left here. So the strategy is this. You set something up here, try to get yourself, more likely you got to get yourself a three. And then you try to steal the inbounds and do whatever you can from that point on. It can be done. It doesn't happen very often. Inbounds on the sideline. And open top of the circle is Bavard. And they'll get the ball to him as he moves. Pass his tip. Now coming up with his Olmstead. He'll fire the three back the iron and no good. Rebound by Janicek, and that's going to do it for the ball game. Your final score, Pleasanton 63 and Overton 58, as Pleasanton led this one really from beginning to end. They led by as many as 21. Overton cut it down to two a couple of different times, but Pleasanton was able to weather the storm, and the top seed comes away with the Fort Kearney Conference Championship. Your final, 63 to 58 over Overton. We'll get a little breather here. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the Misco Sports post-game report, and we'll try to talk to both Pleasanton head coach Bill Giffen and Overton coach Jay Stair. We'll do that when we come back right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Bureau Event Center, where Pleasanton, the top seed in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, they are able to defeat Overton by a final score of 63-58. And Pleasanton pretty much able to lead from beginning to end. And a hard-fought game. Again, at one point they led by 21 points, did the Bulldogs. But Overton cut that lead down to two, but they just couldn't get over the hump. And as a result, it is a 63-58 win for Pleasanton, as they are able to do what they've done so many times before, and that is to win the Fort Kearney Conference Championship. Once again, 63-58, and Bill Giffen putting the championship medals around each one of his team's neck. And the last one to get it here will be Garrett Reese. And Reese gets a nice round of applause for a good reason. He finished with 16 points and 12 rebounds. Check that, 13 rebounds in the game unofficially. So 16 points and 13 rebounds, and the plaque being held over the head of the Pleasanton Bulldogs as they win it, 63-58. Well, we already started doing the numbers here for Pleasanton. They had four players in double figures, led by Reese. He had, as I mentioned, 16 points, 13 rebounds, another 14 points for Cole Pritchard. He had 7 rebounds as well. Austin Pates had 13 points in the game, 1 rebound, 10 points for Caleb Pritchard, 7 for Colin Janicek, and 2 for Derek Tolis. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for Cody Janicek. He finished with 1 point here in the game. For Overton, who now falls to 13-4 on the season, they were led by Zach Olmstead. Unofficially, I had him with 23 points on the night. Jacob Olmstead had 15. After that, Hayden Cahoy off the bench had 2. Tanner Ryan finished with 5 points. Brady Weiss with 5 points here in the game as well. Dallas Bavard, he finished with 6 points. And Matt Ayton with 2 points in the ball game. Again, Overton fought valiantly down the stretch as they were trailed by 21 points at one point, 39-18. They trailed by 21 in that first half and really outplayed Pleasanton down the stretch, but wasn't able to really kind of close the deal as they cut it to down to as little as two. But down the stretch, Pleasanton were able to make the plays, including two big free throws by Austin Pates as they made the steal, went down court, and Pates hit two free throws that turned it from a three-point game to a five-point game, and that really changed the complexion. And I think Overton head coach Jay Stair thought that that foul should have been on the floor, that he was not shooting, and then Overton would have just dropped back on defense. Pleasanton would have had to inbound the ball, but in any event, they say that there was a shot there, and as a result, Pleasanton pads their lead to 5 points, and that's exactly where it finished as a five-point game, 63-58. A great high school basketball game, but the folks at Miss Coast can remind you that, well, youth wrestling's going on as well, and they can get your little grappler all suited with everything he needs with brands like Asics, Brute, Batman, and Adidas. They have the singlets, they have the headgear, they have the knee pads and shoes. You can buy all of your athletic apparel from Misco's with names like Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and a whole lot more. Misco's, get your game on now at Misco's in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. You know, it's almost cliche to hear the Clean song, but, you know, it's still kind of fun if you win a championship to hear that going on in the background. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to try to talk with Overton head coach Jay Stair and Pleasanton coach Bill Giffen. We'll continue with the Miss Coast Sports post-game report right after this timeout.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Miller Electric in Pleasanton is now at their new location at 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Miller Electric is proud to sponsor all the area athletes and would like to wish them the best of luck. Call Miller Electric for your home, office, or anything else that you need lit up. Miller Electric in Pleasanton.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
You can find something to satisfy everyone's taste buds at the Sandbar in Pleasanton. With features including a kids menu, breakfast menu, and lunch specials. The Sandbar is open every day, including Sundays, with a special. It all happens at the Sandbar in Pleasanton.
And welcome back here to the Bureau Event Center. As right in front of us, the Bulldogs in Pleasanton, they're getting the team picture that I'm sure will be in somebody's yearbook somewhere. I'm sure it'll be a pleasant in yearbook as they're posing for the Fort Kearney Conference Championship. And Coach Bill Giffen is out there, obviously, with his team for that. So we have to wait just a little bit longer to talk to Coach Giffen. He's going to come over and talk to us. He kind of on the way through asked how much time he had, and the answer is he's got enough time to take care of business. That's a pretty important step that he's got right there. Let's recap what's happened today with both the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament and also in the Luplat Conference Tournament. We'll begin, obviously, here at the FKC. The day began earlier today with the consolation game on the girls' side, won by Elm Creek over Eustis Barnum, 38-28. The boys' consolation game was won by the Knights of Eustis Barnum in impressive fashion over Loomis, 56-34. Then the girls' championship to Amherst with a 40-33 win over Wilcox Hildreth, leading the way Shelby Hemmond. She finished with 16 points and 16 rebounds unofficially. And here in the boys' championship, Pleasanton with a 63-58 win over Overton. Now turn our attention to the Luplat Conference Tournament. They did things in kind of opposite order. The girls, the boys went first in that one. Ravenna won the consolation game over Gibbon, 57-34. Then the Kearney Catholic girls won their consolation game, 68-43 over Loup City. And the boys' championship goes to Kearney Catholic, the 5 seed, with a 59-52 win over Adams Central in the finals. So Kearney Catholic over Adams Central. And at last report, it was Ravenna really dominating things. They lead it 52-31 with about 2.5 minutes left to go in that game. That game just wrapping up on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So Ravenna taking care of business against a very good team from Centura. And here, as we mentioned, a nice win for Pleasanton. Obviously, winning a conference championship is always a nice win, but they get it over Overton, 63-58. Joining us now is Pleasanton head coach Bill Giffen. And, Coach, congratulations. That was a nice effort tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. We had a terrific most of the first half, and then we kind of started playing on our heels. But the kids finished strong. That's credit to them.
And how much of that is the fact that Overton's defense was really kind of attacking and picking it up, and how much of it was maybe you can't help but play not to lose versus playing to win like you were doing?
Well, yeah, and you worry about that. And the kids have been in that kind of situation one time before, and we didn't come out on the good end against Eustis. So, you know, one of those timeouts, I just told them, you know, you still got to attack, you know. You've got to attack. If you have your shot, you put it in. And we went to get good shots because there were possessions where we did not get good shots and we were kind of rushing. But when we were patient and we looked for a shot and got squared up, we knocked it down.
And early on in the game, you really got into a real rhythm, really scored a lot of points in transition, got some really good looks at the basket even when you weren't really in transition. Just really quick on a shot clock, which doesn't exist in high school basketball, but you guys really attacked in the early stages. That's just kind of your style, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and you want to be aggressive, and we kind of lost that a little bit. Then, you know, the thing is, a quick shot is great when it goes in. It's rushing your offense when it doesn't. So you kind of have to look at the situation, and our people have to know what we need at that point in time.
I want to talk a little bit about Garrett. He finished unofficially here with 16 points, 13 rebounds. You take a look at him banging up against the Olmsteads all night. That's pretty good workmanlike effort down low.
Oh, yeah. You know, Zach Olmsted played a heck of a game. It was tough to contain him. We didn't. And, you know, Jacob's always a great player. And so Garrett had his work cut out for him, and he kept on battling. Sometimes he came up on the short end, but he just kept on battling, got some buckets there at the end, and the kids found him.
And it did a few times once you started attacking really in that second half, really kind of spread the floor, and some great passes in the lane in terms of hitting a cutter, and those guys catching and hitting an open shot, which didn't seem, you know, they were in the lane for like nanosecond, grabbed the ball and shot right away. That's a very effective way of attacking a very athletic team like Overton.
Yeah, and that zone first gave us trouble, but we didn't set up our offense the way we needed to, and once we did, that middle was open. So we just needed to be patient, and when we got it, we put it in.
Yeah. Is there one thing you really can kind of point at and say, thank goodness we did this one thing? Is there one thing you really kind of hang your guys' hat on tonight?
Well, rebounding, I think for the most part, rebounding, I think we won that battle. I don't know what the totals are, but that's the way I'm feeling.
Yeah.
You know, maybe there at the end it got a little closer, but the quick start helped. You know, it takes a lot of energy to come back, and so, you know, they got within, was it two?
Two.
So, that was the thing, was a quick start. And then, you know, showing up, being, you know, manning up when they got within two, you know, and reacting the right way.
And, again, you play a tough enough schedule that you're used to teams kind of making a run at you that, you know, you understand you got to make that run back.
Right. It's a game of runs. You know, that's kind of an old cliche, and you just got to answer their runs and try to make, you know, their streak's a little bit shorter than what they should be, and you can't lose composure. I thought we did for a little bit there, and so in the timeout, we remind them, you know, keep your composure. Things will work out. You just need to execute. And sometimes you get wrapped up in the moment, and you forget all the time you spent in practice on making this play go or that defense, that offense go. So that's what we need to concentrate on.
In terms of the season as a whole, how important is this for your basketball team to come away with the conference championship?
Well, it's huge. You know, it isn't the end of the season either. You know, we have to go back to the practice floor, and those things we need to improve on. And I think our kids are mature enough to know that they gave a great effort, but there's room for improvement. And this is one of our goals in FKC conference tournament. We've got some other goals down the road that we're gonna have to pick up some things. Whenever you get exposed in certain areas, you got to make sure you shore those up. And just because you got the win doesn't mean that isn't something you need to work on.
Well, I think tonight proves that certainly you have the tools necessary to get some of those other goals accomplished as well.
You know, bottom line, I was just happy for the kids, happy for the community, and just really have a lot of pride in those kids the way that they they played this tournament.
Well, Bill, congratulations. A nice win for you, a conference champion. That always is a great feeling.
Yes, it is.
It's one of those things I can't take away from you, bud. Thanks. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
That's Pleasanton head coach Bill Giffen. His Bulldogs win 63-58 over Overton to claim the Fort Kearney Conference Championship. Congratulations to them. And really a great effort tonight for Overton as well, down by 21. Would have been easy for them to kind of pack it in, and they did not do that. They came out swinging, cut the lead down to two, and tipped your hat to Pleasanton, because after they weathered that storm, they were able to come back and able to hold on and win this one. We're still hoping to talk with Jay Stair, and we're going to take one quick break, and we'll talk with Coach Stair. We'll do that when we come back after this one-minute timeout.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book. The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton. CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. Pleasanton wins the conference championship over Overton 63-58, and kind enough to join us is Overton head coach Jay Stair. And Coach, kind of a best of times, worst of times. You fell behind by 21. That obviously is the worst of times. But, boy, your team really scrapped, cut the lead back down to two. They really fought back in this one.
Yeah, you know, I can't say anything about our kids' effort. Even when we were down 21, I think we were trying hard. It's just that Pleasanton was taking it to us. They're very effective offensively. They're shooting the basketball very well, and they were making us pay for everything. And obviously, rebounding-wise, you know, I was counting over in my head. I think the Reese kid had 10 rebounds in the first quarter. You know, we just didn't do a very good job of blocking out, like I said in the pregame and stuff. And we definitely dug ourselves a big hole. And it's the third year in a row that we've done that. And we just we expend so much energy trying to get back in the game. And I don't know if that had anything to do with it down toward the end, but they obviously made a few more plays than we did, and they got the victory.
And it would seem kind of strange, because usually a team that falls down 21, they're not taking very good care of the ball. They you know, they're sloppy, and you guys were never really sloppy.
Well, you must have saw a different
game. Well, I mean, you can always tighten things up a little bit, but
yeah.
I mean, you know, but turnovers weren't that bad.
Well, it seemed like we had turnovers at the inopportune time. You know, it just, you know, we'd maybe get a run or something, or get a basket, and then they would get a you know, we'd turn the ball over, and then they'd make another basket and get the lead back up. And, you know, going into halftime, I felt we had the momentum. We were down, like you said, we were down 21. I looked up, and it was 39-18, I think, is what it was.
Yep.
And I'm like, geez, we're down 21 points. And then we had a chance to cut that lead to single digits there at the end. And I felt we had the momentum, and we come out, and we got a basket right away. And but the thing is, it seemed like when we'd get something going, they'd hit just one basket, and then our, you know, our little momentum thing would change a little bit, and they'd stop our little run. And, you know, like I said, I don't fault the kids. They battled very hard, and they expended, obviously, a lot of energy last night. They're going to be tired tomorrow, mentally tired as well. And, again, hats off to Pleasanton, how well they played. They executed. They made the big free throws down at the end, obviously, and you know, we just need to take care of the ball. You're talking about turnovers. I think we had a chance to tie or go ahead two or three times, and if I'm not mistaken, I think we turned the ball over two or three times in those situations. And, you know, if you're going to win, you got to take care of the ball and at least give an opportunity to yourself to score. But, again, they came up with the loose balls and caused us to turn the ball over, and no, I guess you can't do anything about it now.
Well, you're absolutely right. I had you for only 12 turnovers total in the game, but they did seem to come at those inopportune times. One other thing I kind of want to talk about, you talked about hitting some free throws down the stretch. You're down by three. You have the turnover, and then up the court, Pates has it, and they called a foul and said that he was in the act of shooting. And I know you questioned it a little bit. What did the official tell you in terms of that being a shooting foul?
He just said that he thought the kid was going up. But, you know, when you're going to – I would like to hear Mr. Wolf's opinion on that, because and Mr. Brocious, because they both agreed on it. But when the kid is fouled, you know, 15 feet away from the ball or away from the basket, you know, and he takes a step and jumps and he's not even facing the basket and he's turning to pass the ball, to me, that isn't a shot attempt. So I was questioning the call. I thought that would have been our sixth foul, yeah, and we'd have had them take the ball out of bounds. I'd obviously much rather had that, but when Paige hit those two free throws to make it, you know, a five-point game, it's difficult. With the time that we have, we thought we had a plan to come down and get just a quick basket or whatever, but they obviously, you know, it's difficult when it's a five-point lead. Four-point leads, a two-pointer or even a three-pointer makes it an easier it's still difficult, but it's definitely easier to maybe come back from that. But after we're down 5 points, it's difficult. And like I said, those are big free throws that he hit.
You've run into that the last few years here in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, you know, not being able to kind of finish the deal. But you've been able to build momentum toward, you know, heading to the state runner-up last year. How do you start focus? Does this help focus your team for the stretch run?
I sure hope so. You know, we talked about it there at the end of the game when we're in the locker room. You know, this hopefully isn't something that's going to bring us down. You can do two things. You can obviously learn from this and make yourself better, or you can, you know, sock in your pity or whatever and not play well the rest. And I told them, I go, fellas, you're guaranteed four more games. You know, we play Wilcox Hildreth next week on Tuesday, which, you know, 2 years ago after we played a tough Axtell team, they took us to double overtime down there, and we lucky enough to beat them. And then we played them in the first round of the districts and beat them, or sub-districts, and beat them fairly handily. And then we got a good Sumner team on Friday, and then we have a very good Gibbon team that's getting better as the season goes on. So then you're guaranteed one game in districts or sub-districts. So hopefully we can take care of that. And like you said, hopefully we can build momentum off this. We've been able to the last couple years. The younger kids need to start stepping up a little bit, and hopefully we can just finish the season out like we have the last couple of years and build off of this. And I told the kids, and if my math is right, we still have a regular season conference champion as well, just because we didn't win the tournament. I think that we are either tied or we are in the lead right now of being a regular season. If we can take care of business against Wilcox and Sumner, we would only have one loss in the conference, and I think that would at least tie us for first place for regular season. So that's still something to shoot for, and I told the kids to keep their heads up. So,
well, I certainly hope that down the stretch you guys continue to get better, and congratulations, Coach. I mean, really a great effort this week, and unfortunately didn't quite get done what you wanted to get done, but great effort tonight by the kids.
All right, thank you, Randy. Thank you for the coverage over here.
Appreciate it, Jay. Thank you. And once again, our final score in this one, it was Pleasanton 63-58 over Overton to win the boys Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, and congratulations to the Amherst girls for their girls' championship as well. Well, glad you could join us for as much basketball as you probably wanted to have today. We had four games here on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska, as well as four on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, with the Loop Black Conference Tournament. I'm Randy Bushcutter for Stacey Johns back in the studio, our engineer. Thank you so much for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.